Of Waxman for the beautiful intro. It's really an incredible schus to be back here, to be back in Shalavim. Emes, I feel very at home here. Through all the years coming to visit Talmidim, spend time with Talmidim, and the schus to be here just to gain nachas and to gain chizik, mi Talmida Yoser mi Kulam. So I'm going to share a few words, but the ikar I'm here is just to really be here and to see you. We'll be here all afternoon, Meretz Hashem, to meet with you and to talk and to just spend time together. But the emes is, there's no deeper words and no more special words than words of Torah. And the deepest kesher you'll see in life that you'll have with people is when you share a connection in Torah. My closest friends that I still have the schus to be close to today from the time I was your age are those friends that I still learn together with. Those friends that, whether it's a chavruso, whether it's a friend that lives very far away, but the minute we get on the phone, within 2 minutes we catch up family, and then we're talking Torah. And it's a very special kesher, and there's no deeper kesher I can have with you. So Meretz Hashem, I'm looking forward to meeting with the chevra and sitting down, but really it's the words of Torah. If I came all the way to Eretz Yisrael just to share a few words of Torah, it was well worth it. You know, as of late, so it's been minog ha-makom that the world, and specifically the world that we associate with, I believe, has been connecting more and more to the world of Chassidus, the world of Kabbalah, the world of Torah Nister. And the emes is, first and foremost, your ikur to sit in Shtayg and Shas and Poskim right now. And to sit and learn the Masechta, become one with the Masechta. And that's the ikur. And there have to be steps and madregos in our Avodah Hashem that is very, very important. But that being said, and we'll get back to that. That being said, I believe the desire to connect to deeper Torah, to Torah Nister, to Torah Chassidus, Torah Kabbalah, I believe it comes from a very, very good place, a very beautiful place. And the place it comes from is that we're all yearning so deeply to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu by our side, to want to be one with Hashem. And sometimes certain Torahs and certain worlds of Torah, it's a little easier to connect to that. Now, emes is, Chachma Elokis, the Gemara is Chachma Elokis. The emes is, we sit and learn the Gemara. The Nefesh HaChaim tells us every single time, I'm learning Torah, I'm learning Gemara, my chavrus is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I don't think there's a deeper way to connect to Hashem, to feel Hashem in our life. The Baal HaTanya, the Heilige Baal HaTanya of Shner Zamladi, open up Perek Dalet in Tanya, and you'll see he tells me every time I'm learning Torah, I'm giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu a hug. So emes, I should feel it every time I sit down and when I'm about to start afternoon Seder and sit and learn Bekiah Seder. Realize I'm sitting and learning not just with my chavrusa, but my other chavrusa is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And I'm giving Hashem a hug, and that's incredible. But sometimes it's a little bit easier, a little more conducive maybe, a little, you know, in certain specific areas of Torah, in certain specific areas of life. Listen, I had this chus, emes, this past Matzei Shabbos, I was still in Chutz Laretz. I left Sunday night. Hopefully I'm here to stay. Meretz Hashem. You know, people ask me how long am I here for. Meretz Hashem forever. I might have a ticket for Matzei Shabbos, but hopefully we're not using that. Really? Okay. I'm going to call my wife after. Meretz Hashem, we'll go back and save it. Meretz Hashem. So at this past Matzei Shabbos, I was with a very heilige Yid, Yishai Ribo. You know all the Chevra. Definitely holding Yishai Ribo, and he gave a beautiful kumzitz in the five towns. And Mamish sitting there listening to his tfilos, his shiros b'tishvachos to Hashem. So you can't, it's sometimes a little bit easier that way to feel the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mamish feel the hargashos alev of the Rabbeinu Shalom. But the emes is, we have to try to find it every time I sit and learn. And the deepest, the most dearest connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through just sitting and learning Torah. And don't ever forget that. And that's how you develop a relationship with Hashem for life, not waiting for those moments. Not waiting for those moments. But that being said, I want to discuss a little bit of deeper Torah tonight, today. Because it's really just something we have to understand from this upcoming week's Parsha. Because a lot of the deeper Torah's Nistar, and if you open up Sefer Zohar and other, talk about Shemos of Hashem. Talk about the names of Hashem. And we have a lot of different names of Hashem. When we daven, we see, and we know, and through Psukim, right? You have Shem Havai, you have Kevavke, you have Shem Elokim, you have Shem Kel, Shem Shakai. You have a lot of different names of Hashem, and we use these names, and we share, we verbalize these names, we daven with these names. But obviously, each and every one of these names has a different meaning, a different association. And what it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalem, is perfect, is complete, is... And therefore, a name is our essence. A name encompasses who we are. So I only need, I'm surprised I even need, but I need two names to encompass who I am, Aryeh Yehuda. If I really understood the depth of my name, I'd see my midos, my character traits, my mahos, my essence. I've been many, many times to tzaddikim who've told me, when I've gone for Eitzah with Talmidim, with my own children, the importance of using their Hebrew name. That's why the Chevra knows I call you by Hebrew names. It's very important. Because it pulls out, you associate with those names and understand a little deeper your kochos, your abilities, to understand who we are. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every single way, in every aspect. So in order for us to be able to relate and know Hashem, he has many different names. Each name characterizes a different part of his perfection. With that all being said, we could open up this week's parsha. And some of you know where I'm going a little bit, but we have to understand it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Moshe Rabbeinu for the very first time. And Moshe Rabbeinu, in that conversation, asks him a very strange question, which now we have a little understanding of already. And he asks, Mashmo. They're going to say, meaning Klal Yisrael is going to say to me, Mashmo, what is his name? Then he's going to say, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want me to take out Bnei Yisrael? You want me to lead them out? They're going to ask, Mashmo, what's his name? What should I answer them? What's your name? And on the surface, what kind of question is that? What do you mean? This is God. It's Havaya. It's Elokim. What do you mean, what is your name? And the obvious answer is that Klal Yisrael, we know, was Bementes Shari Tumah, was on the 49th level of Tumah, the lowest of low. And they want to understand which character, which midah, which part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing and wanting to take them out of Mitzrayim at this point. Which of his names, which koach, which of the names of Hashem, meaning which midah of Hashem, to understand our gula, to understand our redemption, to understand going from this Memtash Aritumah to finally a state of gula. And we all have to understand this. And you know why we all have to understand this? Not just because it's important to understand the Chumash, which it is. But let's be real. Every single one of us sitting here, we've had, I'm sure, over this year so far, tremendous chizik and isoris and a connection to Torah like we've never had before. But in life, we also have our nisyonos. We also have our trials, our tribulations. We also have our challenges. We also have our days where it's really hard to open the Gemara. And we have our days when it's hard to wake up in the morning and get to Minyan. And we have our days where I'm opening up and I'm reading my davening, but it's really not davening, it's just a Hebrew reading exercise. And I'm reading the words, but there's no lev, there's no heart, there's no God. And we feel a little bit lost. And the days when the taivas of the past come back, and we all, sitting here, you all grew up in a generation where many of you are giving a taiva machine in your pocket when you turn 13. Literally. Mazel tov to bar mitzvah. Take a pornography machine in your pocket. Shem Yirachim. We can say it as it is. And hopefully we've put the right gedarim, and hopefully that's not something at this point in my life I'm nichshol in, but it's something that is a nisayon, that is a challenge, that can creep back, and we have our moments where life feels like I'm back b'mem tes shari tuma. Life feels like I'm back to places I don't want to be, and I've grown out of, and I thought I'm past that already. I'm in yeshiva, it's January already. This is not, a lot of us had the schus to be together in November. We had a beautiful Malava Malkatish. Karstov to Moshe again. We had a beautiful Malava Malkatish. We were talking that was earlier in the Zaman, earlier in the year. It's already, Mamish, more than halfway through the year. You know, Purim's around the corner. You can smell it already. I'm sure Rav Waxman's already doing achanas with you. Little Pachad Yitzchak already, no? Has it come out yet? I don't know. Shoshim Yom Kodem Chag only? Or you're already... After Chanukah, you already... That's it. Oh, okay. Mincha Sertet. There you go. So we're past. We're there. And you start to think, I thought I'm past those nisyonos. I thought I'm past where I'm still struggling to sit and learn with serious amelus and being not into it. We have our days. We all have our days. We all have our times. We all have our times when we're b'men tes shari tuma. So you know what we want to know? Mashemecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, how do we get out? What's going to be? Where is the geula going to come from? Where is the geula going to come from? How am I going to get myself out of my Mitzrayim? How am I going to get myself out of my Mitzrayim? Because I don't have to come here. I didn't fly from Chutzlar to come here to tell you how to learn well when you're learning well. Which I believe and I'm hoping and trust is most of the time. That's easy. That's enjoyable. That's sweet. Mashemecha. So what was the answer? A very strange answer. Not a name we're so used to. The answer was Eya Asher Eya. Simply, I will be what I will be. If you just translate the words, I don't know how Archgold translates, it's very difficult to know how that's an answer, or what name that is. Not a name we're usually used to with the Rabbon Shalom either. So there are many understandings of what this means. But this is a key. And this name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through that, is empowering each and every one of us, and giving us the chizik, the inspiration, the foundation, the way to pull ourselves out, b'mem tes shari tuma, even if lo aleinu, we fall there. And if we're real and we're honest, we all do. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Doesn't mean you're not a tzadik. So a lot of understandings of Eya Asher Eya. If you open up the Ramban, and I just want to read you one line of this Ramban. The Ramban tells us something incredible. And the MS is this Ramban, this one line in Ramban, is really like all of Nefesh HaChayim Shar Aleph. I'm sure, I hope Chever is learning, has learned some, or if not, start. Nefesh HaChayim is like one of those svarim you need to be holding. And yeah, now you're in yeshiva, the time of your life to sit and learn and build foundations and fundamentals and understand what you are as a Jew, who you are. So you can't be somebody in this world as a Ben Torah and you haven't gone through Mesil Sharim. And you can't be someone who hasn't gone through Nefesh HaChayim. Okay, there's some Zohar there. It's translated into English. You'll figure it out. And not just Shar Dalet. Shar Dalet is great chizik and isoris and very Shar Aleph. It's not the yisodos of life. Nefesh HaChayim Rechayim V'Lajinu explains there that what does it mean that we're B'Tzelem Elokim? What does it mean that each and every one of us was created B'Tzelem Elokim? He says what that means is that each and every one of us basically, and obviously I'm paraphrasing, control the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us and empowered us to control the world and control our destiny. And it's up to us. We are Baal Yecholot. We are able. We are capable. The way that Nechem Shechayim says it so beautifully in Perek Dalet, Al Yomer Belibo Chas V'Sholom, don't say God forbid. Kimani Makochi Lipo B'Masa Ashvelim. What can I do? Who am I? I'm nothing. Look, I've just fallen again. I'm down. Look at me. I can't even learn well for 2 days straight. Makochi Lipo B'Masa Ashvelim. Shum Inyim Ba'Olam. Don't say that. Because we have that koyach. We can do. He says a tremendous taich in a Mishnah in Avos. Everyone knows the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Avos, Beis Aleph, Pashup Shad, Da Ma'ala Ma'ala Mimcha. Right? Everyone has to know what's above you, right? We should always have the Rabbonu Shalom in our mind, in our hearts. We should always know the Rabbonu Shalom's watching over us. You want to hear how Rav Chaim Volozhiner learns? Kol ma shenase lemala ba'olamos elyonim gvom gvom hakol mimchahu. Da malamala. No, everything that happens in the upper realm, in that higher world, which ultimately is the yesod for what occurs in this world, through that shalshalas, everything that's happening, everything that happens here because it happens there, it's mimcha. Da malamala. No, that which is above is mimcha. It's from you. You're in control. And that's how the Ramban learns these words, Eya Asher Eya. One of his ideas. He brings down from a Medrash Agada. Mahu Eya Asher Eya. What is Eya Asher Eya? Kishem Sha'ato Hoveh Imi Kach Ani Hoveh Imach. The way that you be with me, I will be with you. Meaning you want Hatzlacha, you want success in every area. Begashmi Baruchni. It's up to you. Eyasher Eyah, it's up to you. Because Baruch Hu is basically saying, you're right, right now you're Memtes Sharatuma, but Eyasher Eyah, I'll do with you what you want me to do. You start pulling you out a little bit, you show me some Amuna, you show me certain signs, I'm there for you. It's up to you. Kishim Shataoivai Mi Kachani Oivimach. It's a beautiful shla, very famous shla. It's quoted in many of the svarim. The first I saw was from the shla. Maybe others as well. Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem Tzilcha. What does Hashem Tzilcha mean? Hashem Tzilcha in Tehillim Kuf Chav Aleph. Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem is your shadow. How does the shadow work, Chevra? If I walk, my shadow follows. If I bow, my shadow follows. If I sit, my shadow follows. So too is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpa on us. So too is what goes on in this world. Da malam alam imcha. If you want, you may ayin in the Zohar, in Parshas Lach Lecha, Peches, and says everything that's happening in Yisrusel, the Le'ela, in the upper realm, that ultimately affects this world is based on our actions. It's Rusul the Tata. Da malam alam imcha. You know what this means? You know what this is teaching each and every one of us? That we are empowered. And Kadosh Baruch Hu gave each and every one of you and each and every one of us tremendous abilities. And it's true, we might fall at times, but you know how you get back up? You get back up. So the next Seder, put in more time and put in more effort. And you know what? You fall, lo aleinu, in areas of taiva, so build gedarim. It's not just going to happen, mimela. It's up to you. But our achievements, our success, your success is up to you. And it's not based on yichus. It's not based on which yeshiva you came from in the past. It's based on what you're doing right now. Today, this afternoon Seder. It's all up to you. Mamish, we see in the parasha as well. Tremendous Torah. Miriam and Yocheved, they're saving all the Jewish babies, right? Paro says, throw them all in the water. Miriam and Yocheved save the Jewish babies. And they're blessed with what? Vayaslam batim. What does Rashi say? They're given houses. Bate Kuhuna, Bate Levia, Bate Malchios. They're going to have the Kohanim, the Levium. The kingship's going to come from Yocheved and Miriam. Shifra and Pua. Why doesn't it say Bate Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu came from Yocheved. Ezra Sofer came from Miriam. What about Bate Torah? If you pay attention to our davening, we say Beis Yisrael Baruch Hu Hashem, Beis Halevi Baruch Hu Hashem, Yirei Hashem Baruch Hu Hashem. Why don't we say Beis Yirei Hashem? You know what a bias is? A bias is a lineage. Something that goes father to son. I'm a Jew because my mother to son. Mother to child. parent to child. I'm a Yid, I'm Yisrael, base Yisrael. Because my mother is a Yid. I happen to be, I have this list to be a Kohen, base Halevi, because my tata is a Kohen. I'm trying to have your Shemayim. Kol B'dei Shemayim, Chutz Mi Yiras Shemayim, so I'm trying. But whatever your Shemayim I might have in this world, it has nothing to do with my parents. It's not a bias. It's all up to you. It can't be a bias. Bias is something that's passed down. It can't be based here, Hashem. It's all up to you. But the kahuna, you could have a lineage of kahuna. That's a bracha. That's a schar. You could have but the malchios, father to son of the kingship. But the Torah, if you want to be a talmid chacham, you want to be one with Torah, you want to be one with Hashem, it's through your amelus, through your hard work. And you want to pull yourself out of wherever we fall at times, you know who it's up to? You. And you have to believe that you have the car. Hey, Asher, hey, Hashem says it's up to you. And you could do it. And you have to believe in yourself. Sometimes we focus so much on our Amunah B'Hashem, which is so crucial. Everything's Amunah B'Hashem. We have to have also Amunah in ourselves. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. You could have the self-control. And you could sit in shteig. And you could daven with kavana. It means a little more effort, perhaps. But there's one catch. There's one catch. The Gemara tells us, Chasimasol shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. The signature of God is emes, is truth. Signature is something that represents the individual. You know, I'm sure many of us, when we were younger, it was very exciting if we met somebody famous, a sports star in the entertainment world. What would we do? Go over and get a signature. With smartphones, that all changed because now we more so want the picture and the selfie than the signature. Once upon a time, we didn't have that. And we had signatures and it was exciting. I remember as a young child, when I was in elementary school, I had a friend whose cousin was an agent of a bunch of players in the New York Yankees. And he used to take us to games, and we'd park in the players' parking lot. And after the game, I'd meet the whole entire Yankees team. I have a bat signed by the whole entire Yankees team. 1994, maybe. And he used to meet the players and talk to the players. And of course, Mamish is so excited to get the signature of the player. Signature of the player. Because that represents the individual. So you met him. It's John Hancock. You know what represents Hashem? Emes. Truth. Being emistic. That Rizal teaches us a very famous gematria. Eya, we know it's 21. Eya Asher Eya. Eya Asher Eya is a double Eya. If you take 21 times 21, Eya times Eya. What's the gematria 21 times 21? New Yaakov. What's the gematria? You're shaking your head over here. 441. I know you knew it. 441. What's 441? Gematria emes. Exactly emes. Meaning what? If you want that relationship, and you want it to be up to you, and you want to define your life, and have atzlocha in your ruchnias, atzlocha in your gashmi, atzlocha in every area of life, which is up to you, and believe in yourself. The one catch is what we're doing has to be emes. Our learning has to be emes. How many of us are learning be emes? What do I mean learning be emes? Sadly, so often we learn, but I'm going over the page, the daf, and yeah, I kind of know pshat, I say pshat. Do you know every word? Do you know what every word means? Do you really chap? Do you really chap the Gemara? Do you really chap Rashi? Or are you going on to discuss outside basically some machlokes achronim before you even could read the Gemara well and really get every word of the Gemara? Do you emistic know the Gemara? Do you emistic? Are you emistic learning? When you're learning, whatever sefer it is, are you just glancing over to get? Our learning has to be emes. Our davening has to be emes. Not just I'm showing up and I'm opening my sitter, but it's avodah shebelev. My life has to be emes. If my life is emes, we'll be zoicha. As the Pasuk in Tehillim and Kuf Mem Hei says, Karov Hashem l'chol karov. Eya Asher Eya. Karov Hashem l'chol karov. Hashem will be close to all that call Him. He'll react to us the way we react to Him, right? Karov Hashem l'chol karov. However, how do we end? L'chol hasher yikru be'emes. The one catch, it has to be be'emes. It has to be ayah times ayah as well. It's up to us. Ayah hasher ayah, three olives. B'derech drush, the Gemara in Ksuvah, Stav Yud Zayin, says, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak was merakeh atzlus. He was dancing with three, atzlus. Atzlus is talking about hadafim in front of the kala. But b'derech drush, I think I saw this from Shul Pinchas, if I'm not mistaken. Merakeh atzlus. You know why? He was dancing atzlus. Aleph plus. Three alephs. Eyeh, asher, eyeh, Russian tables. He understood what life is. If you understand, it's up to you. It's tremendous simcha because it's empowering. I define if I'm going to have an awesome life. It's not dependent on anything else. I'm a rocket. I'm going to be dancing. Eyeh sher eyeh. But let's not forget one more thing. And that is the pasha pshat in eyeh. The pasha pshat in eyeh is the shame of tshuva. And that as well is what Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. Right now, b'memta shartuma, but the koach tshuva eya, I will be, and Klal Yisrael could be more. And each and every one of us, every day needs to be more than we were the day before. Eya, I want to be more. Baruch Hashem, I'm growing, and I'm so much more than I was. But do you want to be more today than you were yesterday? Do you want to put in a little more amelus than you put in yesterday? In our mesirus nefesh, how many of us could put in a little more time bein astarim in the afternoon, a little more time late at night? A little more time working on having that kavanah and davening. Hey, I want to be more. Every day is a new day. The past is in the past. Are we working on that? Be'emes. Realizing it's up to me, but realizing it's up to me to every day be growing. I know that's our avoid. That's all Hashem wants from us. So there's a big tzaddik. In the late 1800s, the Rashbats, Shmuel B'Sal Sheftel. Rashbats was the Rebbe, the childhood Rebbe of Rav Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, Zeicher Tzadik Kadosh Bracha. The Babish Rebbe, that's all, Nachum Mendel's father-in-law, the previous the Rebbe prior to him. Those of us have the schus to go down by the oil, so the daven. Rav Yosef Yitzchak's right next to Nachum Mendel. So his childhood Rebbe was the Rashbats, and the Rashbats used to tell him this story all the time, and the Rebbe said he took tremendous chizik from it. He said, tell him about a porter. A porter is an individual that carries things from place to place, making a few little rubles, and he'd wake up very early every morning with his young son. And they'd daven early in the morning, Nate, and they'd have breakfast together. And then they'd go all day working hard, carrying things for people. And one day, it was in the summer, and it was a tainus, summer Shabbat, Thomas maybe. And they got up and they davened, and it was time for breakfast, and the father said, son, I'm sorry, today, there's no breakfast today, it's a tainus. It's a fast day. And they go and they have to work, they're working all day, and the son is starving, the son is mamish all day, it's hot, he's carrying it, he's starving. They make it through the day, they finally get to eat. The next morning, the father wakes up, the son, it's time to wake up, time to go daven, time to... And every day, the son was happy to spend the day with his father and jumped out of bed, yisgaber kari. And this day, he wouldn't get out of bed. He says, I'm not getting out of bed. He says, what's wrong? What's going on? He says, I can't do it again like yesterday. I can't do it again. I can't... It was too hard yesterday. Not eating all day, the suffering, I can't do it. I'm not coming today. The tata looked at his son and he said, my son, my tzaddik, today is not yesterday. Today is not yesterday. And every single one of us needs to believe and understand today is not yesterday. If lo aleinu, yesterday was a difficult day, if yesterday I didn't learn the way I should have, if yesterday I fell, if yesterday I didn't daven the way I should have, whatever it might be, today is not yesterday. Eyeh! I want to be more. Eyeh, sher eyeh, I'm in control. Be'emes. But even if yesterday was a great day, Hashem, I hope like most days are, and I was steiging, and I'm davening, I'm learning, my avodah still is today is not yesterday. I'm going to make more of today. I'm going to put in more amelus, more effort, more concentration, more making sure that my davening is emes and my learning is emes. And then we'll be zaycha, as we said, we'll be zaycha to the pasuk in Kuf Mem Hey Yud Ches, Karoy Hashem L'chol Karov, L'chol Asher Yikruv Emes. And we should be zaycha to live a life of Eya Shereya. If we live a life of Eya Shereya, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that was his name that brought us out of Geula from Mitzrayim. Each and every one of us, beprat in our individual lives, and bez Hashem bechlal, mizoychad gula shleimo, mishachkenu, mherve meinu, and we should have tremendous yad shemaya, tremendous rest of the year of learning, beer afternoon. Everyone, by the way, the whole entire room is invited, not just the Dear Es guys. We have a big shal shudis. This Shabbos steps from the Kaisel and Yeshiva in Tavari at 4:30. Everyone's invited, bez Hashem, it should be very, very special. A wonderful rest of the day.